Blog Talk Radio.
Over 100 years ago, Boar's Head opened its doors with a different set of rules. No cutting corners, no compromises. Exceptional Boar's Head products began to appear. Our deluxe ham, oven gold turkey, and ever roast chicken. Made to standards rarely found in the deli business today. Of course, Boar's Head isn't sold everywhere. Only in stores that share our high standards. Boar's Head. Available at your local Publix deli.
Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hear my cry.
Farad Muhammad, Almighty God, Allah in person, and we forever give praise and thanks to our Savior, Redeemer, and Deliverer for coming in our midst and raising up one from amongst us to deliver the last and final revelation to the black nation and to the world at large. We thank him for raising up the last and most surely the greatest messenger of God, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. We greet all of our listening audience with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. In both their names, we say unto you all, Assalamu alaikum. For those who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. Again, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. For all of you who are joining us live and those who will download us later from our affiliate sites, be it twitter.com/Hiram1555, facebook.com/Hiram1555, blogtalkradio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com, which is now the Hiram's 1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, thank you. We have a beautiful subject today. We're going to address a lot of issues. I do have Brother Minister John Muhammad, representative of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, with us today. I'm going to bring him in a few minutes, but I want to say a few things regarding the website, regarding the radio show, regarding just a lot of things that are going on. First of all, I would like to take this time out and thank all of the callers who called in on our last show. You know, normally we have a lot of callers calling in, but our boards were so overwhelmed with them the last show that we kept dropping calls. And we just want to thank you guys for showing your support for the word of God as given to us by his last messenger. We really, really appreciate the support, especially at a time like this, because not only were we banned from Facebook for a few days and they stopped letting our articles go on Facebook, but also our host provider, our service provider, which we pay money for to host the Hiram's 1555 blog, had changed our links. Listen to me again, brothers and sisters, had changed our links without our permission or our knowing. We noticed that when we kept, we went from a huge leap in membership last month, and at the beginning of this month, we had decreased by over 300 viewerships a day. So when we went and, thank God for my wife, she went and found out all of these things, and we had to contact them, and they admitted it, and they apologized for doing that. But the thing that I'm saying is that one time like this is a coincidence. But when you have both Facebook doing it for no apparent reason and your host server whom you pay money to doing it, you can see some type of conspiracy that is going on to deflate the Hiram's 1555 blog and the work that we're doing at the Star and Crescent Report, because Blog Talk Radio is also deflating our listening audience also. But I wanted to take time out to thank y'all, and no matter how they disconnect you on your computer or how they disconnect you on your phone, please keep trying to get back in until you get through. Be as persistent as they are, because they don't want to hear the truth, and they don't want you to hear the truth, because they know that this is the last day and these are the crucial days of time. Our subject today, which is a beautiful subject today, which we're going to address very thorough. And Brother John and I, when I bring him back in, Brother Minister John and I, when I bring him in, we're going to feed off of each other back and forth. And if you'd like to participate in this, you're welcome to participate in this discussion. Our subject today is who or what comes after Elijah. I would like to open up with this little clip right here from Malachi. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of their fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse, unquote. That is Malachi, verse 5 and 6 of chapter 4. Now, one thing about this, Malachi is a short chapter with four chapters in it. There's a small book in the Bible. The four chapters represent, and matter of fact, Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament, and it represents, those four chapters represents the 400 years of servitude slavery which we would undergo before God would send us Elijah, or God would raise up Elijah, and Elijah would reveal all truth to us. Jesus himself said he didn't know the truth, all truth. Moses himself said he never knew the whole truth. Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon all of these worthy servants of Allah, did not know the whole truth. As a matter of fact, they were quite blind to these last days and the last messenger. They knew he would come. They had thoughts of his beauty and his majesty, but they could not comprehend the significance of this great and wonderful man in this crucial day and time. So we are brought before questions, who or what comes after Elijah? Before we go any further, I'd like to bring in Brother Minister John Muhammad, who is a representative of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I say unto my brother, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, Brother Minister Muhammad. First of all, I'd like to say, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the One God, who came in the person of one Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all praise is due, I'd like to thank him once again for blessing me to be able to come and share with you some of the wisdom that I have learned from God's great last messenger, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. My beloved brothers and sisters, are such a beautiful subject matter for today. Who and what comes after Elijah? Let us look and see. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us. Now remember, we are a people that was classified in the Bible as being taken away and in a strange land, and ill treatment for 400 years. We are that people. So Almighty God Allah taught the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that America now is at war with God. Through God's people, the black man, the so-called Negro, the confusion and the plagues of the country, which disaster, one after another, is divinely retaliating against the white America. Evil done. Why? Why the evil done? What kind of evil she have done? She have kidnapped us. She have hung us. She have brutalized us. She have buried us. She have burnt us at stake. She have made us. She, in fact, about it, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that America have made us mentally poison. Mentally poison. Mentally poison. The black man. So when you are poisoned, my brother and sister, that means you have no other way of learning, because now you are poisoned. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that what comes after Elijah, the book say, behold, I send Elijah before that great and dreadful day of God. Now that is here. Elijah have come. What are you expecting? And behind Elijah, what are you is to expect? You expect God. That's what he said. He will certainly come. And now Allah is here, and overwhelming evidence is here. Is there have come to thee news over the overwhelming evidence? Faces on that day will be cast down. Look at you today. Your faces are being cast down for overwhelming evidence. God, Allah, Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all praise is due, is now casting the faces down at the earth, because these things that God, Allah, is bringing up on white America. White America is being forced to let the black man go, though he's mentally poisoned. Mentally poisoned. In other words, he's so poisoned until that poison have him hating and is against his own self. He loves other than himself, but that poison have destroyed him from even having a sense of love and feel for oneself. So you love other than self. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us the overwhelming evidence. So what are we looking at today, my people? We're looking at what the white man is doing. He see the hand of God at work inside of America. Now he's trying to take his companies outside. Because, you know, the other countries will not be destroyed along with America at this time, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us. So now, yesterday, they said that America says that she is building a new factory in China for milk, dry milk, to manufacture dry milk. The milk that you get in now is being made here in America, in Chicago. Not Chicago, but in Illinois. But she's taking that factory now outside of Illinois into China. She's building a new factory. But what we're saying, overwhelming evidence, you see, as you listen to the news, and look what comes after Elijah. They say, God say, I come after Elijah. I'm coming. And what I'm going to do, I'm not coming to teach the people. I'm coming with my chastisement. I'm coming with my reward for the righteous and the wicked. So now what do we see? We see a people who have been mentally poisoned. Poison against self. Mentally destroyed. Why? Why have you been so mentally? Why? Because your former slave masters have destroyed us in every desire, everything we had in us, the desire to think and to do for self. Destroy that desire. You don't even have the desire to even think for yourself. The white man, let's strike now, the white man tell you what to do, and you go and throw a monkey wrench in this program. You think because you poison, and you poison towards yourself. You're poison towards the black man and your black sister and your black mother and your black father. You're poison to them, but you love the whites. You love your slave master because he gives you nothing. So therefore, you walk around. He make you the way he wants. He fashion you the way he wants you. He make you do his will. He make you do. What is his will? Is to kill yourself. What is his will? Not to listen to what God have revealed through his messenger. So now God comes. He said, now I will come. I'll come. Where will you come? He said, after Elijah come. Chastisement. God now is showing forth his hand. And as he show forth his hand, he show you overwhelming evidence. It's every day. You don't have to look for one little thing and point it out. It's every day all over America. You see calamities.
All over the world.
Yes, sir. All over
all
the
over
world.
The world.
Calamities. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I wanted to say, because you brought up something about them removing the milk factories. Brothers and sisters, they have gutted the industrial complex, not military industrial complex, but the industrial and manufacturing complexes in America. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us that after him comes God himself, but after him comes plagues and pure judgment, brothers and sisters. He said this is the time when God will force separation.
That's
because
right.
God's chastisements would be so strong. They would be so strong to bear, brothers and sisters, that you would be forced to choose your side on who you're going to be with. Is it God, or is it going to be the God of this fallen world? So as we look at these things, I want to bring something into focus because there's a lot of misunderstanding. We're talking about who or what comes after God, and there's a lot of misunderstanding about
yes.
Is a person supposed to lead the people, or is this supposed to go on, but who? As
yeah.
we ask the question, or what?
Yes.
Is supposed to come after Elijah. Now let us see. We're going to put a little emphasis on some certain quotes that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said about his successors. If there's going to be a successor after him, will he sit people in his seat? All of this will be answered by Messenger Elijah Muhammad himself. And brothers and sisters, my wife, she is working hard right now. I have to tell you this before we go further. I should have said this at the beginning of the show. Without my wife, we would not have the website going nor the radio show. She does a lot of the work behind the scenes, and she's trying to get a show going. She's trying to put together some things that I showed her and try to upload it to the computer. But it takes a process, and if we are able to get this thing together and bring it to you next month, it's going to be a lovely and beautiful thing because it will be the Lamb of God, and he will be destroying all the myths himself about what all of these false leaders are telling you about who they are and who they're supposed to represent. But, again, we go back to this thing, who or what comes after Elijah. The messenger said that after he comes God and the executioners. And when they come, they're not coming here to talk nor to give you any more guidance. They are coming to execute judgment on the ungodly. And this also bears witness with the weather, with the confusion. All over the world we're seeing confusion. We're seeing the nations build up for war. We're seeing the dissatisfied growing, rise of popping up everywhere. We're seeing hunger in the land, not just in Africa, as the as they used to confine it there and use it as a political tool to keep Africa in check under colonial powers, but now famine is reaching the shores of Europe. Famine is reaching the shores of Australia. Famine is now reaching the shores of America. Do you know they're talking about between 48 million and 50-some million people in America now lives off food stamps, brothers and sisters? If there's 300 million people in America, you do the math. It was not so years ago. See, but Allah is doing is he's bringing his judgment and his wrath to be and to bear on this country because this country has not let up in her wickedness, in her deception, in her treachery, in her murdering, and in her exploitation of God's people. And Messenger Muhammad tells us that the white man and the hypocritical leaders isolate your mind from the messenger of Allah. They don't want you to know who Elijah is, because that's the key. That is the door. That is the connection for you to be powered up. What do I mean? As I said in our previous show, it is like you are the house, and Elijah is the fuse box, and God is the energy. Without the fuse box, you cannot get the connection of God or the power of God in your home, in your mind, in your life. And so they are trying to isolate that key, that component, which will give you life, which will give you wisdom, which will give you knowledge, understanding, and the proper light. They don't want you to see that because it shines light on their treacherous acts and deeds. And anything done for wicked purposes does not like light shined on it. Now, we're going to go to a couple quotes by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we're going to address a few things. Brother John and I were talking about this on the air. We're going to talk about the chastisement upon America. We're going to talk about the so-called successor to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We're getting ready to expose all this today, but all praise is due to Allah. Listen to this by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And right now we're in the book, The Theology of Time. As a matter of fact, Brother John Muhammad spoke on, he was one of the speakers on the tape of The Theology of Time. All praise is due to Allah. But it says right here, this is on page 15, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is talking. He says, all throughout your Bible, they were after prophets who would come among them preaching the truth. So they beat up, jailed, and some they killed. I am the last of those righteous reformers. I'm the last one. Your Bible teaches you, and I will prove it to you if you come and listen. There is no need for a prophet to come after me. Why? This is Elijah asking the question, why? Then he goes and answers it. He said, because I bring you face to face with God and man. Now, we go over, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us this right here, because we have to get this to the people, because you are being misled by these leaders. I call them fabricated leaders because they make up stuff as they go. But listen to this. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, this, he's referring to himself, this is your last brother, your last door to go out of this door. And what he's talking about is he is the key for you leaving out of the destruction of America. Then, if we go further, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was teaching us that, and here it is right here, he asked the question about a successor. This is from an interview from Meet the Press 1942. I have it pulled up on my screen right here. And this is the question. They get to it. They say, after you are gone, Mr. Muhammad, the Nation of Islam will continue to exist, but how? Messenger Muhammad responds, he says, it will be a new Islam to what the old Orthodox Islam is today. It will be altogether a new one. The questioner asks this, you mean your successor will reside over a new Islam? Messenger Muhammad responds, there will be no successor. There is no need for a successor when a man has got the divine truth and has brought you face to face with God. The questioner asks, how will your resources be administered? Messenger Muhammad replies, that will be carried on by the nation after setting up the nation on the right way or right path to take care of themselves. They do not need any more instructions on that. They will follow it as the Constitution of America has been followed. Unquote. This is by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, 1972, right. February the 4th, Meet the Press interview. Brothers and sisters, we have got, listen to me good, we have got to understand, if we claim to follow Muhammad, we must put into practice what Muhammad has taught us, because the people are going astray. This is why Muhammad came. He came to teach us the truth, to acquaint us with God, to acquaint us with ourselves, to acquaint us with the devil, to acquaint us with the time. He said the most important thing at this moment is the knowledge of the time, because the time is so crucial. Because the time now means life and death for the people. The time now means a separation must take place. A time now means the going out of one world and one people and one way of civilization and governance, and the coming in of a new world, a new people, a new way of governance, a new civilization of people. And we have come to the crossroads of truth where we must acknowledge when we have been lied to and have been deceived by those who stand over the flock claiming Elijah. Because the question we ask today is, who or what comes after Elijah? Brothers, I'm going to let Brother John speak in for a minute. Brother John, I want you to speak to the people for a minute on the matters that are going on across the globe and the messenger, because I got a few quotes that I want to come back in and address shortly.
Good. All praise be to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. My beloved brothers and sisters, and this is the thing that is going on in America. But let us look at what Jesus said 2,000 years ago that brought it in today. This is the manifestation. This is the overwhelming evidence as what's going on today. When the Son, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all of the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. That's Master Farad Muhammad sitting upon the throne of his glory now. And before him shall be gathered all nations, as you see all these nations being gathered before him. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divide his sheep from the goat. As his sheep from the goat. Now look at this. Look at what he's saying here. He's sitting upon the power of authority on his throne. That's Master Farad Muhammad. He comes after the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He's now in control. He's now bringing it to be, making word bond, bringing the word out and making it bond, carrying the word into action. And he shall sit the sheep on his right hand. Sheep, men, you and I, we are people are classified in the Bible as sheep. And the goat on the left, they are classified, white man, white people are classified as goats in the Bible. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come. Who's the king? That's God, Master Farad Muhammad. Then he said, come, ye blessed of my father, come. Here you, black man, God wants you. You're blessed. Inherit the kingdom. Prepare. He had prepared this kingdom for you from the foundations of the world. And that's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, that God Almighty, we are direct descendants of God. So God had prepared for us a wonderful thing. And now we see across the world and across the country, inside of America and outside of America, the stress of nations. We see confusions of the nations, as we saw Germany the other day and France the other day. All of them confused. They are confused. Every little village, every little king and prince, everybody is confused today. Why? Because he who sits on the throne is bringing about confusion. He is bringing America and the system was set up. He is bringing this to naught. Why? Because the black man, right in the face of God, you doing all kind of trickery, trying to destroy the mind. You have already poisoned the mind of the so-called Negro, now God, and his messenger. He came, and now he's telling you, come out of her, my people. Be not partakers of her plagues. Come out. But you are mentally poisoned. You're running back into the house. The house is burning down. And you're running back into the house trying to save your master. God is destroying your master. And he will destroy you if you don't take heed to what God's messenger have brought to us. He have brought to us what? Face to face with God, man, the devil, and God. The truth. He have brought to us the truth. The truth. Not your truth. Not his truth. The truth. He have brought us the truth. The truth. Now, you don't need to go and look for another. For the messenger says, what can another do? I've done brought you face to face with God and the devil. What more can another one do? The only thing that another one can do is lead you away from God, lead you back into utter darkness. And God's servant have brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. And here, mentally poisoned. Mentally, everybody, every other black nation on the earth, nobody want nothing to do with the black man of America. You go to Jamaica, nobody want the Negro. You go to South America, nobody want the Negroes. You go to Africa, nobody want the nobody want you, my brother. Why? Because you're mentally poisoned. You're mentally unstable. You are a walking zombie. You have been poisoned so thoroughly, until you like a sheep who follow a goat. You think you belong to the goat family. You follow the goat. You act like a goat. You don't know yourself. Why don't you know yourself? Because the white man, the devil, he taught you how to eat the wrong food. He taught you Christianity. Christianity is a slave-making religion who now is pointed into the head of black man faster now than he ever did before in every neighborhood in America, in the black neighborhood. You see, the white man, super preachers, super white men have set up black store preachers and put these preachers in there. Various denomination of Jesus Christ, the Son, the Father, the Holy Ghost. And you have them sitting up, and you have them, the people coming in. You have these young brothers walking around in the streets with their Bible all over America, trying to lead them back into the utter darkness where the white man is paying their salaries, where they propagate the white man religion. My brother and my sister, what comes after the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? What comes? God himself. He is sitting on the throne of power. He is sitting on the throne, and he's causing people to do his will. So there are some people that's trying to be like Jeremiah in the Bible. There are some people trying to be Matthews in the Bible. There are some people trying to be an angel in the Bible. But you are not an angel of righteousness. These angels that the Bible talks about are the angel of righteousness. And Negroes are far from being righteousness. You have to study. You have to pray. You have to try and be righteous in your mold. And most of us, sometimes we fall short of the coming of God. Some of you will say you are James in the Bible. Some of you want to say that you are Luke in the Bible. Some of you want to be Joshua in the Bible. Some of you want to be Job in the Bible. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us just before he left, he said, ministers, you and our people are the Jobs of the Bible, meaning that you would have to suffer as he have suffered, because we had not suffered as he had suffered. But now we have to suffer what he suffered, and we done that. Now God is sitting on the throne, and he have his reward with him. He is coming to destroy. He is destroying this world. And you see it. Overwhelming evidence. With your eyes you see. With your ears you see. Why do you hawk between two opinions? You hawk between a clean glass and a dirty glass. Why do you act the way you acting? Because mentally you are poisoned against yourself. Yes,
all praise is due to Allah. And we're talking about who or what comes after Elijah. And I see certain people, the phones are hanging up because they're calling right back. So please, we apologize for this. But it is not our fault. It is Blog Talk Radio. It is not our connections. It is Blog Talk Radio. I got to say that again. Blog Talk Radio is behind that. So we have to make do with what we have to get the truth out to you. So please, as much as they hang you up or disconnect you, please call back in to get the truth of God as revealed by his last messenger, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, as Brother John was saying about, God is on the scene now. And the reason we know that is because his work bears witness to him. When the messenger
right.
said, where
right.
the Bible it says, God will suddenly appear. He will appear
yeah.
through his work.
Yeah, that's right.
You are no person to see God. If you weren't right to see his messenger right now, you know you're not right to see him.
That's
so
right.
he's going
right.
to punish you through his work. And he's going to show you and bring in the signs of God. And he's going to
yeah.
bow down. Look at this. We'll go to you in a second, 2:6-7, but wait a second. Look at what's going on around. It says, U.S. and Eurozone warned are dangerously close to a recession or depression. Then it says,
mm-hmm. yeah.
now look, we still got
yeah.
4 months to go in this year. Listen to what this
yeah.
report says. Now, the last report I just said came from the London Telegraph. This report comes from MSNBC. It says, with 4 months to go in the year, U.S. ties billion-dollar record for natural disasters. Brothers and sisters, did you just hear what I said? With 4 months to go, they've already tied the worst natural disaster in money terms on record. Then it says the third person dies from a brain-eating virus that's going around in America. Brothers and sisters, do you not see? And they're even, I'm talking about the white scholars are even writing this stuff about, it says America said it's rotten at its core. Muhammad said
yeah.
that. You claimed that he was racist when he said America
right.
was rotten to the core. But when this
That's
white
right.
man comes out and says that America is rotten to the core, you hop and holler and say, ooh, and you can bear witness to him, but you couldn't bear witness to a divine man that looked like you and came
yeah.
from you and came
yeah.
to help you out of the condition that you are now in. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Before we
yeah.
go further on this, we're going to, because we got to wrap on this, we're going to bring in 2:6-7, please make your comment or question brief. You're on the Star and Crescent Report with Brother Minister John Muhammad and Brother Rashid Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
2:6-7?
Assalamu
alaikum. Walaikum assalam.
This is Brother Musa.
Okay.
I'd like to say, send the greetings to all my brothers and sisters. And on to the subject, what comes after the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we believe the last day. You know, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, he taught, and we learned and then became obedient to what Almighty God, Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, after the messenger's untimely death, because we needed him longer. But he could not stay because this has to be judged. And now we're watching the judgment and the destruction.
Yes, sir.
Everything,
brother.
Just as the messenger said, is happening. The
what's your question?
I'm sorry, brother, for 1 sec. I'll get back to you in 1 sec. Brother, please don't hang up. 2:6-7. I had to cut you off briefly because I needed that statement briefly because I didn't want to lose the page.
That's right.
That I was on because I needed to bring something up as I was tying this in. I just didn't want to be rude and not answer you. You're on the right course about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us about these destructions that were coming, and these destructions are upon us. We're going to answer you again, and don't hang up. Listen, brothers and sisters, when Muhammad said that America was wicked and rotten to the core, the black people were outraged, more outraged than the white people. Now the white people are saying America is rotten at its core, but yet there's no black outrage.
That's right.
Why?
That's right.
Why? Why could you not accept that when this man put this out there 40, 50, 60 years ago? Huh, brothers and sisters? I remember it was a time when Muhammad said in the 50s and the 60s, and when he was describing the state of America's economy, at a time when they thought America had all the gold treasures and all the
That's
silver
right.
treasures
That's
that
right.
one could wish. Muhammad said concerning Fort Knox that gold
yeah.
had been gone so long,
yeah.
they don't know what it looked like. He said that in the 50s and the 60s. Now listen, brothers
That's
and sisters.
Right.
When he said that, you mocked him. Today
yeah.
they're trying to audit Fort Knox because they believe that it's corrupted gold there made out of tungsten. Listen to me, because America
That's
cannot pay her
right.
debts. This is the judgment. This is the price that America has to pay for her mistreatment of God's people in her midst. God said
yeah.
that he would bring America low and bring her to disgrace before the world. It said every knee shall bow and every
right.
tongue will confess that he who... Almighty God, Allah, and the person of Master Farad Muhammad is Lord of Lords. See,
That's right.
we know that it's a power greater than America doing this because China couldn't
That's
do
right.
it.
That's right.
Russia couldn't do it. The combination
That's
of
right.
Russia and China and all of the other nations together couldn't do it. But now America
yeah.
and Europe are facing something, and they're looking at something that they know that they cannot get out of, and it has them confused. They're flying from one government to the other government, going from one plan to the other plan. They are confused
yeah.
and dazed. God has
yeah.
put this in them so that they can think that they're going right, and when they do something, it exacerbates that problem that they tried to cure. And there we have it today. Allah is bringing them down, as the Quran says, by
yeah.
degrees from whence
yeah.
they cannot perceive. And we are watching
right.
that today. And as we look at the fall of America and at the fall of Europe and at the fall of the white world in its totality, we must also come to grips that when this devil falls, the people that these devils are backing will fall right along with them. And that is these Uncle Toms, these stool
yes.
pigeons, these fake leaders, these,
right.
I call them traitors and treasonous,
yeah.
treacherous
yeah.
scoundrels.
Yeah.
They got to go
yeah.
too. And the devil is going to push them out on Front Street because he has to have him a little cushion in between the judgment and him. So he's going to push you out there first. All of you out there talking about you ought to sit in the messenger seat. Brother, this is foolishness. I'm going to go to some. Listen to what Messenger Muhammad says, because some people say that they were divinely put in the messenger's stead. This is what they say. I've heard brothers say this, that other brothers are jealous because they were chosen and they were put in the messenger seat. But I'm going to bring something to y'all because I really want y'all to pay attention to this. Where is it, right? Okay. I want you right here. They were asking the messenger so much. I don't have it right with me. I'm scrolling down. But they were asking the messenger who would sit in his seat, who would take his place, who would he appoint? And he said he don't appoint people. He couldn't appoint nobody.
Couldn't appoint.
That's what
That's
the
right.
He said he didn't appoint himself.
Didn't
so
appoint,
how can he appoint somebody
himself.
Else to be in his seat? This is what
That's
the
right.
messenger said. So if
That's
the
right.
messenger said that he could not, it was out of his authority. Listen to me good.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
the messenger
yeah.
is the second self of God. And if
yeah.
it was out of his authority to appoint someone, to take his place, then someone
yeah.
who's saying that he's appointed to take his place is lying to y'all, brothers and sisters. Listen
mm-hmm.
to this. Here it is right here. The question was asked, have you designated a successor for yourself? Listen to what Muhammad says. I do not do that. I cannot do that. I did not choose myself. God chose me.
yeah.
Brothers and
yeah.
sisters. Brothers and sisters,
yeah.
again,
yeah.
the question
yeah.
was asked, have you designated a successor for yourself? Muhammad responds, I do not do that. I cannot do that. I did
mm-hmm.
not choose myself. Brothers and sisters,
yeah.
so he is telling us in the same interview, this is the Muhammad's. Elijah Muhammad meets the press interview of 1972,
yeah.
July 14th. Listen, and it's part two of it. So I want you brothers and sisters to understand something. And the reason I have to point this out to you, because we're talking about who or what comes after Elijah. And there's a lot of people out there, just like we're talking about the judgment comes after Elijah, and God comes after Elijah. We have to expose the people who claim to be these people who come after Elijah, because they are lying to you in the name of Elijah. This is what I'm telling you. And when they lie to you, and they knowingly and willfully lie to you in the name of Elijah and hide behind Elijah, they don't even believe Elijah. Because
that's
Elijah
right.
says something totally opposite of what they're saying.
What they're saying.
If a person
says,
I was sat in the messenger's seat by the messenger, and the messenger tells us, I cannot do that.
Yeah.
He says that it's out of his jurisdiction to do that. He said, Allah does that. Allah appointed me. I can't appoint nobody.
That's right. That's what he
See,
said.
And so this exposes those who claim to come after Elijah. So we go back to the theology of time. And Muhammad says, there is nobody coming behind me but God. I'd better tell you that. He said, there's nobody. Do you guys ever look in definitions of words? Do you understand the ramification of the messenger of himself said that it was out of his jurisdiction to appoint someone to take his place? And then someone else comes behind him and says, well, the messenger set me in his place. Brother, do you know that right there is a total contradiction to what Messenger Muhammad said? See, but you accept these things because you're too lazy. You are scared to accept truth. And if you're scared to accept truth and you're too scared to stand on the truth, then, brothers and sisters, you're not worthy of truth. In fact, about it, when you're talking about truth, you ain't even worthy of life. Because
That's
truth
right.
is life. Jesus said, the truth is the word. The word is life.
That's
and
right.
if you do not stand on this truth, if you do not accept this truth, if you do not propagate the truth, then you ain't worthy of the truth. You are dead. You're a walking zombie. And sooner
That's
or later,
right.
you're going to have a fitting end to this. Because you knew the truth, you turned your head away from the truth because you thought that you would preserve yourself from the troubles of defending the truth. Well, the truth
That's
don't
right.
need defenders. The truth can stand alone on its own without any propagators. And
That's
listen to
right.
me. That's why Allah says that it is he who sends his messenger with the truth and the right religion to make it overcome all of the religions, though the polytheist be adverse. It is the messenger who stands up for the truth. We stand up for the messenger. But it is the messenger who has delivered this divine truth to us. And if we say we follow him, then let us look at his words and use his words as the blueprint and do a comparative analysis of what he said to what these leaders say. Because if you accept these leaders and what they say, you're going to get what these leaders get. I was listening to the Warning to the Hypocrites, part two, this morning again. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was talking about Korah, and he was talking about Absalom, and he was talking about, he said, I think this was a mighty smart thing for this brother to do. He was talking about a hypocrite. He said, claiming that he wanted to help Moses, that he loved Moses, and the people who loved Moses fell for the trick that he used. See, he hid behind, or they hide behind, your love for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
That's right.
And
there
by them constantly saying, well, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, this, all you have to
there
do is
yeah.
look at their
yeah.
actions. All you have
That's
to
right.
do is look at what they're changing. Look at how they're going into the teachings, uprooting what Muhammad said. And you do a comparative study with what their actions does and what their mouth says. And then you can surely see a liar.
Yeah.
And Muhammad says that when you accept these would-be leaders who do this, listen, we're going to have this on the show. This is what my wife is trying to download because it's an old tape we have. She's trying to put it in that form, I believe it's that, and upload it up to the computer. But it is very imperative that you hear Warning to the Hypocrites 1, but especially number 2.
There you go. Yeah.
Especially
That's
number
right.
2.
That's right.
Because he goes so deep in this stuff, and he even describes exactly to the T, brothers and sisters, what the people would be doing after him. He is telling
right.
you this on Warning to the Hypocrites part 2 and telling you how they would hide behind your love for him. And and he said they even go so far as to designate their spot and say that I put them. Listen to me good, brothers and sisters.
Yes, yes,
the Muhammad,
yes.
Elijah Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, says this in warning to the hypocrites. He said they go and fill their minds with all kinds of evil in opposition to the truth. They want to be, as he said, they want to be respected as the most wise leader. And they want to be respected as one who is better than the messenger of God. And so they are mad with God because God didn't choose them. So they go out to try to trick the people to make the people deserving of what they get. And which is hellfire. This is his warning to the hypocrites, part two. He describes a few leaders that are at the top of echelons of the Nation of Islam, brothers and sisters. I got to tell you this. I know some of y'all are hanging up right now, but I got to tell you the truth. And if I didn't have number one listener, the Savior said that he would walk up in a mountain 40 miles high just to teach one. And so today we have thousands of viewers, thousands of listeners. So if 10 or 20 of y'all leave, hey, so be it. But we got to tell the truth, or else we will be held responsible for not serving notice to you on who is lying and what is truly being said by the messenger. The messenger in warning to the hypocrites, part two, he was talking about after him, these hypocrites would try to destroy his teachings. See, they would try to wrap themselves up in the teachings so that they can uproot the teachings. That's what they're doing. Brothers and sisters, like, I have to say this, Brother John, I have to say these things before I go back to this because we have to address this as it is. Because I sent a message on Facebook because we're now back up on Facebook. I had to send this back. It's on Ramadan.
Yes.
Because I saw a lot of the people who call themselves followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad celebrating Ramadan this month. And so I had to checkmate them on this, because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us in the Theology of Time, in the How to Eat to Live 1 and 2, he said that he don't care about what the Orthodox Muslims believe. That's immaterial. That's the old Islam. What he brings to you is a new Islam. He said, and this Islam will be what God uses to build his kingdom on earth. Look, brothers and sisters, he specifically said we are not to pattern ourselves after the Orthodox Muslims and the Muslims in the East.
That's right.
He
That's
said
right.
we are to be the example not only to the Orthodox Muslims, but to the whole world. We,
That's
who
right.
is we? We who follow Elijah Muhammad are supposed to be the example to the
That's
whole
right.
world. And he said, this is why I prescribe for you the month of December.
December.
For Ramadan. Then he goes into it in How to Eat to Live, book 2. I believe it's on page 45 or 54, one of the pages. He said, do not, he says, as of me and my followers, I prescribe you. He specifically said it in the words that he said when he said, my followers, were in bold words.
Bold letters, that's
he
right.
said, I prescribe for you this. Don't follow after them. And then he goes on to say, why not the Father? He said, because the objects of their worship is against our worship. That's what he said. Now, Wallace reintroduced, I got to be honest about this, Wallace reintroduced that into the Nation of Islam.
Yes,
and then when the nation fell, or I would say broke away from each other, when we went into splinter groups, people who wouldn't go for that with Wallace, now we have another person or people who are reintroducing what Wallace introduced in the 70s. And they're trying to turn you into Orthodox Arabs, brothers and sisters. But the Muhammad said that the Islam of yesterday will not be accepted in the world of tomorrow.
That's right.
And I want you to understand these things, because we have to clear these things up as we go. So who or what comes after Elijah? God comes after Elijah. The judgment comes after Elijah. Truth is manifested and stands up strong and firm because Elijah planted it on fertile ground. And as we look as for the truth to bloom and blossom and give out beautiful foliage, we must also be prepared to defend those fruitful crops of truth that are on the vines of the messenger's teachings. We got to defend this, brothers and sisters. If we say we follow Muhammad, if we say we love Muhammad, let us put our actions over our words. Because sometimes we can say certain things out of our mouths, but when it's action time, we won't follow through with actions behind it. And some of us, we say out of our mouths what is not in our heart. And Muhammad already gave us the definition of what that is. He said that was a hypocrite.
That's right.
A hypocrite, he said, says out of his mouth what is not in his heart. Now, again, brothers and sisters, we go to another page of the theology of time. You might hear a little feedback in the phones or whatever or the computer, but that's not us. That's Blog Talk Radio, and it's like a 3 or 4 second delay on some phones. We apologize for that, but that's out of our hands. I know we're down to a few minutes, but 267, we're going to get back to you. And even if we had to go over for a few minutes, we're going to get back to you. But when we get back to you, make your statement a little brief because we got to close out shortly. Listen to this right here. Muhammad says this. The Holy Quran gives it to him. He was the number of those prophets, but it is not exactly referring to him as a prophet, because Elijah is not come to prophesy, but to deliver the final message to the people and join with God. That's why you don't find his grave in the Bible or Holy Quran. You don't find where they buried Elijah. He must go as it is written of him. Not that he lives forever, but Elijah is under several names. The Bible calls this name as meaning one with God. It says that this man's name means God is with us.
That's right.
This is also a true interpretation. God is with us today, and I am with you. The Bible teaches you and me that Elijah must first come. He doesn't come after God. He goes before God. And this is what the book means. He must first come. But right behind him, God will appear. Brothers and sisters, we're at that time where God is making himself manifest in the teachers. Listen, it's going to be wars. Remember what Jesus said, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. And we see the outbreaks of wars and rioting all across the globe. But now I'm going to speak to my Muslim brothers in the Nation of Islam, my Muslim sisters in the Nation of Islam. Truth comes to separate. Truth comes to divide. Truth will make war to make sure that it is dominant over falsehood. And so we are now about close to a civil war. I don't call war civil, but a civil war in the Nation of Islam for those who truly follow Muhammad. Against those who are pretenders to the throne, because we are fed up with the wrong guidance for self-aggrandizement. We're fed up with the lies and the misrepresentation of the teachings. We're tired of you trying to hide behind Muhammad while you know that you're leading the people astray. And I want to warn all of you who are listening to us, go and look in the Bible, as Muhammad tells us. Those histories, those stories there was not just put there for us just to look at. It's for us to take heed to. Just as Korah rose up, and he was such an eloquent speaker, and Korah said, why should Moses take this job on by himself? I'm his greatest helper. Didn't Korah say that? He said, I'm his greatest helper. And the people were mesmerized by Korah because he was such an articulate and eloquent speaker. But as soon as the people started going to Korah, God showed his wrath and showed whom he was with. And he had the earth to open up and swallow Korah up and those who would follow Korah. So it doesn't matter how eloquent you are. It doesn't matter how sly you are. It doesn't matter how shafty you are. Remember, you make plans and Allah make plans. And this God in person today, I can assure you, he is the best of planners and the champion of war. Now, before we go off there, we are going to say something else, but we're going to take 267 again. You're on the Star and Crescent Report. Go ahead, 267.
Assalamu alaikum, bro.
Walaikum salam.
We can't hardly hear you.
We can't hardly hear you.
It's good to hear y'all, brothers.
Yes.
Teach me honorable Elijah Muhammad, but as I was saying, so we coming down to the time in which we see the.
I can't hear him. No, he came.
Hey, brother, I'm sorry. We can't hardly make you out.
No.
We, our shows are on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. I'm sorry to cut you, but we can't. It's mumbling in the phone or whatever. And I know if we can't hear it, and we got better microphones than the people. We know that they can hardly hear it, also, brother. But we really appreciate your call, and I understand where the brother is coming from. I heard him mumble some about the messenger, but that's all, pretty much all that I could make out at, on that time right there. And I'm sorry about that, brother. But I want to say this too. About the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The messenger says, right here, that day is so close for these things. He's talking about the destruction of this world. And then he says, that you really think that I would not have been risen up in your midst to warn you of these things if they were not coming to pass so soon. Listen to this. There is no other messenger or prophet coming after me. I'm the last one of those kind of people. Listen to this again. Now, listen to this last part for those who are listening. Yeah. He says, no warner will ever come after me. That's what Messenger Muhammad says. So these people who are claiming to warn you and who are claiming to do this, they are lying. Because all you have to do is go into the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we have proven to you, for those who believe in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we have proven to you today without a shadow of a doubt that Elijah is the last to come.
That's right.
Before Almighty God and his executioners finish the job. They are bringing America low. They're bringing Europe low. They're bringing the world on the brink of war. Don't you see that everything, everything is building up towards some eventual war? Look at how the economic climate is in America. Look at how the economic climate is across the globe. They are cutting social services. Yeah. They are cutting health services. They're cutting this. They're cutting that. But yet, they keep giving increases in military budgets and military funding. Why? Because they see something. These people are strategic planners.
Yes.
That means
yes.
they are planning for some major event in the near future over the horizon. And so they know if America knows she's 5 or 10 years ahead of this nation, she knows that it is a power out there that is coming to get her that she will not be able to win a war with. But she is preparing if given a chance. But she will not win, because I want to say this to all y'all who hear me today and who hear Brother John is. We have the champion of war on our side. He is Master Farad Muhammad. We will not lose as long as we hold firm to what Messenger Muhammad taught us. Listen to me good, and I'm not just talking about holding firm. I'm talking about putting his teachings into action. Start being a brother. Start being a sister. Start living Muhammad's teachings. Start rebuilding brotherhood, brother ties, sisterhood, sister ties. We got to start working as a unified front. And if we join on to this true teaching that Muhammad gave to us, that he received from the very face of God, there's nothing, nothing that can come against us. The Bible put it even beautiful. It said no weapon formed against you would prosper. And that I bear witness to this. They can come against you economically. They can try to poison you. But if you're firmly rooted in that word of life, that word of God, that word that Elijah gave us, nothing. Even as you walk into this valley of the shadow of death, you are supposed to be confident and fear no evil, for God is with you. And I'm telling you today, as Muhammad said, and this is, I'm closing out, because a lot of us say, well, we are to take the messenger's place and we are to do this. Listen to what Muhammad says right here. He said, the supreme wisdom that I teach is what Allah has taught me. That supreme wisdom is called the supreme wisdom, which is the supreme wisdom. I am equipped with the truth from Almighty God Allah. No man on earth can teach you what I am teaching you. I am charged with the delivery of the message. I thank Allah that I have been sent by him. He is backing me up to bring the enemy to his well-brought doom, which is hell. We want what God has taught. He clarified this after speaking. He said, we want what God has taught. Then he says this right here, and this is a shout-out to all those who are thinking some other people can teach you what the messenger taught you. Listen to what he says. If I have 40 million helpers, they are all helping, but they are not responsible for the message. I am the only one God will hold responsible for you not getting the truth. Now, I ask this question because I read back down here. Brothers and sisters, all of these leaders out here, they reside on planet Earth, don't they? They live somewhere on the planet's surface, right? They live somewhere in the atmosphere of the Earth. Muhammad was specific when he says this right here. I am equipped with the truth from Almighty God Allah. Listen to this part. No man on earth can teach you what I am teaching you. So if they're talking about the day of this and day of that, they must be from Mars or Pluto, because Messenger Muhammad said, no man on earth can teach you what I am teaching you. And I bear witness that no man can stand up and compare to this great noble man. And on that note, we go out and we hope that you join us Saturday as we come back with a full load of truth for you. And we pray that you study Muhammad, that you live Muhammad, that you love Muhammad, that you eat Muhammad, that you digest Muhammad, and that if need be, you die on the truth that Muhammad revealed. We love you, and we say in both he and his God's name, As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day the rosy face.
Over 100 years ago, Boar's Head opened its doors with a different set of rules. No cutting corners, no compromises. Exceptional Boar's Head products began to appear. Our deluxe ham, oven gold turkey, and ever roast chicken. Made to standards rarely found in the deli business today. Of course, Boar's Head isn't sold everywhere. Only in stores that share our high standards. Boar's Head. Available at your local Publix deli. Over 100 years ago, Boar's Head opened its doors with a different set of rules. No cutting corners, no compromises. Exceptional Boar's Head products began to appear. Our deluxe ham, oven gold turkey, and ever roast chicken. Made to standards rarely found in the deli business today. Of course, Boar's Head isn't sold everywhere. Only in stores that share our high standards. Boar's Head. Available at your local Publix deli.